We've done a cold open for the last 8 years.
I'm off my target. I'm off my game.
It's negative 11 outside, and you're not thinking about doing the cold open?
2002.
You could have done, like, a Sub-Zero joke.
Right? That would have been really good for the
Dumb
Mortal Kombat
fuckery
episode.
To a minimum today,
you
fellas.
Can't say that in the first 60 seconds.
All right.
This is why I don't do a cold open. Okay, go ahead.
No, we can't.
Are you going to edit it?
Oh, yeah.
This is.
No, you won't.
I will, too.
This is Adam, year 100 of Newing Damage Control Podcasting, reading the opening.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to... What's the name of the podcast, Daniel? Damage Control Podcasting.
Technically, that's not the name of this one. This one's Previously On.
This is... Previously On is the segment of Damage Control.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much of this are you going to edit? Because I kind of just want to restart.
We're doing Previously On. We're doing this loosey-goosey style.
Okay.
Off the rails. Full-on DCP style.
So business is normal.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So welcome to Previously On, a segue, not a motorized segue, a road segue. No? Nothing?
No.
All right.
So we'll laugh when you say something funny. Don't worry.
All right. Thanks, Cody. Don't remember
that. I was looking over there. I didn't hear you.
All three of us just handing you this rope.
You were looking over there, so you couldn't hear. Okay. We're doing Previously On. I won last time.
Right.
We're supposed to do video games, but supposedly I gave Adam permission to do a board game.
Yes.
So,
because he doesn't play video
games. But this game is electronic. So you can play it as a video game.
Ooh.
Okay.
Exciting.
So, I won. I'm amazing. I don't even remember. It was so long ago. What did I win with? That was my Neil Fallon janitor.
Hyper-real.
Yeah.
Hyper-realistic.
Hyper-realistic, like amping up a regular job to...
Yep. It was hyper-realistic.
It was hyper-realistic, then I added vampires or some shit like that.
Right. Yeah, it was Neil... Yeah, the vampire hunter thing.
Okay. So, I am here with...
Daniel Newkirk.
Adam.
Cody Dietrich.
All right, so who wants to start?
Should we go over the rules of the game?
Yeah, cool.
The rule. Everyone's heard it before. I mean, you know, if you want to.
It might be the first episode.
So, you got to take.
We might have a new bot.
A video game and turn it into a movie. When I came up with this idea like 9 months ago, because that was the last time we did this, Nintendo had just decided they were going to make a live-action Legend of Zelda game. And so after their bank that they made with Mario, I want to see what we can come up with for this movie studio.
Right. So the idea is Tyler's the head of a movie studio, and we are...
That's what I just
we're
said.
We're inspiring writers.
Right, and we're gonna write a movie, and Tyler, our movie studio head, is going to pick one of us to be a winner, and then they will be the movie studio head for the next... For the next Previously On, and they will pick the right.
Next time
topic.
You do that, please wear underwear.
Oops.
And all right. Don't forget to put it back in when you zip up.
You're one to talk.
What are you talking about?
All right, who's going first? You're the head of the studio.
Adam, let's hear what you got.
Fuck. All right. I actually
wrote something. You gave him the option.
You did. Okay.
Everyone close their eyes.
What?
I wrote like a... So my pitch is actually a fake trailer. I wrote a script for a fake trailer, like a pitch trailer, right? So my idea is we're going to make this trailer.
Do you have like four written pages in your pitch?
Three and a half.
Okay.
Three and three quarters.
Gotcha.
And why do we have to close our eyes?
Okay, I saw one part of it. I already know what it is.
You do not.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I got $10. So okay. It's a board game that starts with a C.
Yeah.
You cock.
Are you serious?
It's cock. Okay, here we go. All right. It's not Clue.
It better not.
Okay, black screen, okay? You hear the sound of ropes tightening, right? And then it's a trebuchet. And you hear the projectile going through the air. Smash cut. Okay, you can open
your eyes. Okay, don't touch me while my eyes are closed.
You can open your eyes now. Smash cut. The projectile hits a small group of soldiers, right? We're in like ancient times battlefield,
like
right?
Like 8 soldiers?
Yeah. And it's a low angle moving shot, right? So it's like a low angle looking up at a horse in a full gallop. On top of the horse is a knight. The armor is the armor's all dulled with dirt and grunt. Let's see, what do you got? The armor is all dulled with dirt and grime, right? So he, you know, his sword's off to the side. The horse takes a hard right to miss another projectile, and this puts the knight right in the path of some other soldiers, and he fucking cuts him with his sword. So we fade to black, right? And it fades back. You fade to black with the screams of the dying soldiers and the schnick of the sword.
Are you stealing from
schnick.
Marvel?
Schnick.
Snicket.
Snicket. Schnick. No, well, we can't steal Snick. We can't steal that. It's copyrighted. All right.
We bought Marvel.
Fade. Yeah, fade, okay. Fade back in. It's an aerial shot looking down. The castle on one side, the invading force on the other. The middle ground is strewn with bodies and areas of burnt land and craters where projectiles have landed, right?
Okay, so hold on. If we're going to rip off anyone for the sound of a sword, can we do like Snicker Snack and do the Jabberwocky?
Yeah, we referenced the Jabberwocky. Too.
The dance group?
No, the yeah. Epic poem.
Well, we have
most of you would think this was sarcasm from Adam. No, Adam is giving me the genuinely confused look.
Why do you know that that's a dance group?
They're fantastic, the Jabberwockies. If you ever watched America's Best Dance Crew, they were absolutely fantastic.
I think they was on America's Got Talent, too.
Probably.
Okay, all right. So, anyway. So, the bodies and areas of the burnt land craters where projectiles have landed, right? Okay. So, then words come in. People start...
words come in.
Shut up. You hear a voice.
What words come in?
You hear a voice. This gambit has not paid off, my king. And then it cuts to the invading armies. The invading army's religious leader. The religious leader, he's adorned in theatrical religious garb.
So he's like a bishop?
Yeah, kind of. And weird runes scarred into his skin. Next page. Cut to the king.
Wait, what color are his robes?
Are they black or are they white?
We're not in there yet. We're going to his king, though. I'll let you know about his king. We cut to his king. His skin is so black, it's almost purple. His irises are black. The only white is the white of his eyes and his long beard.
Wait. You just said his irises are black.
No.
Yeah, the iris. That's the color in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just said his eyes are...
Irises are black.
Yeah, and then he said his eyes are the
white of his eyes. That's the white is the color around the iris.
Oh, I didn't hear him say the white of his eyes. His eyes are white.
Mm-hmm. His irises are black. The only white is the white of his eyes and his long beard. Okay.
What color are his teeth?
Purple. Oh. He sits on his throne, looming, very muscular, very imposing. Looming.
I thought he said mooning.
No, well,
I'm not doing that. Okay. I got in trouble for the zipper thing.
The king speaks. It must. Our sacrifices must not go in vain. So then you cut to the king of the castle. So that was an invading force. We cut to the king of the castle, showing the dichotomy of the two forces. The king is old, but not
weak. Wait a minute. The black pieces are the invading forces?
They're not black. They're not African American black. They're like it's the anti-attorney He-Man thing. It's like it's not African American, like it's literally like a shadow, like
right?
He's
but still, you're making them the invaders.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Okay, cut to the king of the castle.
They go second,
showing that
they're the defenders.
He's got a point here.
The blacks are always the defenders, so the whites always make the first
then
move.
Then we can rotate it.
Why do the white people got to make the first move?
Because they're offensive.
Oh, okay.
showing the dichotomy of the two forces. The king is old but not weak. His face is scarred from past wars. I'm thinking of Liam Cunningham playing the king of the castle.
Don't know where that is.
Game of Thrones.
Gotcha.
Game of Thrones.
Yep, I can see that.
Okay, and then you hear...
Was he the
Davos? Onion Knight.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This war
is that really good scene where Daenerys meets Jon Snow and she like reads off all of her titles and he's like, "This is Jon Snow. He's King of the North."
That's nice.
Okay.
Jon Doe has the iron hand.
All right. Then you hear the dialogue.
Jon Snow has the iron hand.
You got more dialogue.
What is that from?
Seven.
Okay.
What are you cutting shit off for?
What? No.
Will you go on with the pitch?
Motherfucker. Alright, this war is
so
lost.
This
war is lost. Even with the loss of their queen, you pan over to a beautiful woman. She's chained to a wall. Her skin so black it's purple as well. Her body barely covered by like a silky snow white dress, right? They refuse to submit. And then like from behind the king's throne, you hear like, "No!" Like Keanu Reeves, apparently.
Whoa!
out from behind the throne, the king...
You my friend, Bill.
The queen reveals herself. younger than the king, short hair of a warrior, her muscular body, right? Her skin is etched with scars of past battles. Her armor is fit. Feminine. She is a queen, but she is not soft like royals. She is a warrior queen, right? And we protect the king at all costs. Like she's getting like her she's getting her soldiers all
jacked. If you touch them again, we're gonna have to get our lawyers involved. Okay.
Frenetic cutting of action on the battlefield, right? The warrior queen stands in mist.
Page 3 if you're keeping track of it.
Yeah. The warrior queen stands in mist the
you battle. Wrote it.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Breathing hard, armored, covered in blood and muck. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to correct your pronunciation.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. New dialogue. Cassa? She's a painter goddess of chess, since you already know what movie this is. C-A-I-S-S-A, right? My queen, a towering man hunched from a life of battle. He carries a war hammer. The invaders, they fight with the ways of the forgotten. Right? We there? Okay, we're there.
Okay.
All right. We cut to a member of the opposing force. This person is decked in like a hooded robe. The hood and the robe is removed and falls to the ground, revealing a beautiful naked woman. Once again, her skin is so dark. Oh, wait. Her skin is so dark,
naked women
covered, covered. Well, I'll get there. Covered in mystic ruins, like runes, not ruins, runes.
dropped a building on her.
That's where her clothes went. She lets out a scream, and it's as if her shadow jumps out of her body. But instead of the shadow of dark, it's like of light. So it's like she's the shadow. So like what comes out of her is just like pure light, right?
Okay.
And the reflection and the beautiful woman propel forward, wiping out the soldiers. So she screams in this like shadow of light instead of shadow of dark, shadow of light, flashes forward.
I thought she was chained up.
No. This isn't the queen.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so it's like wiping soldiers out as she's moving straight forward, not any other direction other than straight.
Okay.
Cut. That's very important. Cut back to the warrior queen, showing no sign of fear. Okay, the warrior queen's like, circle the king, my dear Tor. That's a chess thing. My dear Tor, this siege is in its dying breath. More frenetic cutting of action on the battlefield, okay?
I like how he said this was a trailer, but this basically is the whole movie.
No, yeah, this is definitely not a trailer.
Prisoners on both sides being taken and then murdered. Knights on their horses zigzag, more like right angles, really, zigzagging on the battlefield.
Making L's.
Tor, using his warhammer during battle, scenes of the warrior queen rampaging at the invading forces, the invading king, right? Fade to black. Title fades in. Magnus Absolute, based on the ideology of chess, right? Okay. So the cinematography and camera work is going to be made to like resemble the artwork of like Frank Lanzetta. That's why like everything's like over sexualized and the men are like completely unrealistic.
Checkmate, coming to you this Christmas.
No, checkmate, stupid. Magnus Absolute.
Okay, so who's in the movie? Who are we getting?
Well, I want to get Liam Cunningham.
Okay. Now is he playing both kings?
No.
Because I thought you said that the striking force is the shadow of the...
No, they're not a shadow. There's what they look like. They're not African Americans. They're literally shadows.
All right.
They have no ethnicity. This isn't Earth. This is just whatever. So I wanted the either the dude from Nope or...
Who's that?
He wasn't M'Baku. He was the other one, the one that betrayed Black Panther in the first movie.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he in Lettuce?
The guy who played Killmonger?
No. He lived in Wakanda.
He was the Rhino.
He sided with either that guy or
he betrayed him because he never got Claw. Remember?
Fuck.
Vaguely. I need to rewatch this.
I am
Daniel.
Let's go with Daniel because I'm not going to be able to pronounce. There's a lot of vowels in there.
Yeah. I was thinking him or
Kaluuya or something like Kaluuya, that.
Yeah. I wanted him or I watched a movie the other day with him in it. And I can't think of who. And it doesn't matter. What do you guys? You guys got like Idris Elba or?
Yeah, Idris Elba was my first go to.
Okay,
but, Idris Elba. But I think that guy's fine too.
And I don't know. I think he's like in everything though.
Who?
Idris Elba.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff.
What's wrong with that?
And nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, it seemed like too much of an easy casting.
You want to get like a no one in there? What are you doing? Yeah. What is this, Star Wars?
So, well, this isn't going to be a big budget film. Anyway. What about it's that? A high concept piece. So it's going to be the final scene. It's going to be two old guys. And one of them like slapping each other.
Well, I wanted Jonathan Majors. I like the size of him. Like I like.
Don't do you?
I like big beefy fucking dudes. But
he's it would also explain why he can only one space.
He's kind of having issues right now. So let's forget Jonathan Majors.
What's going on with him?
No, let's get Jonathan Majors. We can get Amber Heard as one of the girls, and I'm sure Bill Cosby's not doing anything. He can play a bishop. We can.
Kevin Spacey could be the White Queen.
Zip, zop, zoody bop.
We can get Denzel's son. He was in Tenet.
Tenet?
Something Washington.
Yeah.
He can... I don't know.
Okay.
I've never seen Tenet.
What do you guys think about the Warrior Queen?
You tell me. Who do I want to see naked, basically?
The Warrior Queen's not naked.
I thought she was naked.
The Rook on the invading force, basically. The one who, the girl that strips down naked and yells and her light shadow moves only.
Oh, that's a Rook?
Yeah. She can only move straight forward. She can't do anything else.
No, she moves side to side.
Oh, yeah, she can move side to side. Yeah.
And I thought Rooks forward. Only move at diagonals.
No, that's Bishop.
Those are bishops.
Oh, I call them castles.
What? I was thinking.
No, castling is a specific maneuver.
And another name for a rook, a castle?
So I think rooks are supposed to originally represent siege engines. So like a siege tower would be more accurate for a piece, like piece representative, I think. For her, I mean, you got to pick someone who's like. Got that kind of air about her, like that. Well,
since we're going with people that have been canceled, let's go. I'm thinking, crap, she was in The Mandalorian.
There
you go.
No. So for the Warrior Queen, I wanted like an actual fighter, like an actual warrior. So we can go Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano, something like probably Gina Carano because I don't know if Ronda Rousey can act. She was in that Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah, no, not really. She can't.
It was before that. So Gina Carano for the Warrior Queen because I want like a legitimate because I was watching this one movie with Kaylee Cuoco just came out where she plays this assassin and she's doing like all this Krav Maga stuff and her body language is horrible. She does not feel like you can tell she does not know what I mean. None of the actresses really know what they're doing. But Gina Carano would actually. You know, when she throws a punch, you can tell she knows how. Like Kaylee Cuoco when she threw a punch, it was like. I don't think that's the way you throw a punch. So
Did her elbow get cocked out?
It wasn't even like that. It was more like when she was doing hip tosses and everything. It was like she was literally like you could hear and you could see it in her head. Okay, 1, 2, 3, stuntman, let's go. That's nothing against Kaylee Cuoco. It's just fighting isn't her deal.
Yeah, she'll get used to it.
So I was thinking Gina Carano would be because she's got. If she knows during a fight scene, she's just got muscle memory. She could literally do it.
Right.
And so for the bishop on the invading force, I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I think it's fine.
Well, Gina Carano would be the Warrior Queen.
We're also not talking about. We could just get one set of actors and do a. What is that?
Like a negative?
No, yeah, like a negative. But what's the...
Inverse?
No, what's opposite. That Lindsay Lohan movie?
Freaky Friday?
No, the other
Parent one. Trap.
Parent Trap. We just Parent Trap the entire movie.
No, so they're not opposite. So when he says...
Or actually, technically, quadruplets.
So when the king, the I guess it'd be the white...
They're different characters. They're different kingdoms.
Yeah, they're different
kingdoms. He was just describing it as so that it wasn't like a race thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because one are white pieces, one are black pieces. I want zero fucking social political bullshit.
Well, it doesn't matter because
about the battle.
It's just a fantasy fucking over sexualized fantasy grindhouse movie. That's all.
But what's the plot?
Who wins?
I don't know. Well, so.
So are we going to have a pawn become a queen? And how are we going to explain that?
No.
That's
childish. What do you mean? We're not going
to. I think that's what the movie's missing is a lot of the actual chess allegory.
This was literally just the trailer. Like, we weren't going to show any of the. This was just the action in the trailer. There's going to be, like, actual, ironically, Game of Thrones style dialogue and backstabbing and shit.
Okay. But, I mean, like, for chess, I mean, I think you want to see things like. Like, I would want to see, for example, like a horse leaping over a line of pikemen. Like, specifically getting, like, that underbelly shot of you see, like, the horse leaping over the camera.
So are we going to have a part where the king...
Yeah, it's right here.
Where the king is having this dialogue, probably with himself or with his advisors, where he's like, we have to do it, and, like, he sacrifices his queen?
Well, no, like, there's a chess where it's like...
I'm talking about, like, in the overall movie.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I like that would be a cool scene to add in, or like I like the idea of the pawn promotion. I think if you're gonna do a chess movie, you have to have the pawn promotion.
We'll just have the warrior queen out in the battlefield, right? Get a super mega star like Gina Carano, like, okay, this chick's not gonna die, and then just like in Starship Troopers, she gets stabbed or a crossbow bolt goes through her heart and she drops her sword dramatically, and then a pawn comes up and picks up her sword. That's the promotion.
Yeah, you could do something like that. The whole idea of the pawn promotion is getting all the way into the enemy ranks. So, like, when you said that the queen was chained up, I thought that would be the pawn promotion, because then you have like a pawn that like breaks into the castle and breaks the chains and frees the queen, but dies in the process.
Well, yeah, that's
and that funny. Would be your pawn promotion, you know?
The whole idea, this whole idea of this trailer was just, like, dropped in the middle of the act. There's no beginning or middle, or and it's like, literally, you're just, like, you're flipping through a TV channel, and you're
so you're not walking. Making a movie, you're making a 15-minute battle scene, that's it?
No, this trait of trailer.
Yeah, so Adam wrote out a trailer and didn't make a movie for our movie podcast.
No, this is a spec trailer that you send to the studio to be like,
sure, oh, but we need a full movie.
We never in order to write judge a full movie.
We always write a movie.
We
at least have an idea of the plot.
That right here.
Yeah, okay, so, you just said Game of Thrones like backstabbing. That's all you've said for plot.
It's like Game of Thrones, but in an apartment complex.
No, I'll be honest with you. I would prefer if the movie had, like, it was literally just, like, there's no, you don't go into details as to why this kingdom is attacking this kingdom. Like, I don't want to know that reason. I just want to see that whole thing play out. Like, I don't need to know, you know, this kingdom's good, this kingdom's bad. I just kind of want to see the whole thing and, like, how they go about it.
No, that's legit. And then I just realized how the movie's going to end. Right?
Okay.
So the movie's going to end. It's going to be like giant and bloody and there's a massacre, right? The people are dying. Every character but the two kings are getting killed. And finally, it's going to be like the two kings and one of the soldiers. And the two kings are going to meet in the middle of the battlefield amongst all these bodies. And the one soldier is going to come to go kill the king. And that soldier's going to move up, and then the king, without the soldier, is going to, like, look at him, and you've overextended your hand, and he's going to pull out, like, a hidden dagger and kill the soldier. So it's just the two kings staring at each other in deadlock. And that's how the movie's going to end. Because you cannot win a game of chess with two kings.
And then it fades out. And fades back in, and it's Columbo and Fred Savage. Fred Savage is in the bed, and Columbo's reading him this story.
I like how you say Columbo, and you don't say his actual name.
I don't remember his name.
Peter Falk.
There we go. No, I like it.
That's what I got. I like it. Like I said, I don't want a huge backstory. I just want it to literally be the battle. All right, who's next?
But wait a minute, wait a minute.
Oh, fuck.
It's got to be a hard R, because I want this to be over-sexualized. It's meant to look... You guys know who Franklin Zeta is. You know who Franklin Zeta is.
So we're going to have the rook kill people for titty cannons?
Pretty much, like, it's got to be...
You say titty cans?
Titty cannons.
Oh, titty cannons.
Yeah.
Who, what's his name? Frank?
Franklin Zeta. Look up, like, all of his...
Oh, that's Langella.
Oh, I thought she was looking up titty cannons.
Look up all of his...
No, that's on a different tab.
He does, like, all the Conan Barbarian type, sexy, over-sexualized, Red Sonja type stuff.
Yeah, he's... like, Boris Boniel is pretty similar in art style, too, if I remember right.
It's also an audiologist in New York.
But he does not look like an artist.
No. No, it does not.
Look up Boris Boniel.
Okay. Because
Frank... Riverleo. Boris Vallejo? I have one of his books around here.
Vallejo. He came up. Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
Oh, God.
He did the National Lampoon's thing?
I mean, the National Lampoon's is a riff off his art, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I can see that. I like it.
Yeah, because that was the sort of artwork that was going around a long time.
Oh, like you're not in the mic.
That was sort of art that was going around at the time, wasn't it? Because it was also used in, like, when they didn't want to take a picture, they just have it drawn out like that. Because I remember, like, Big Trouble in Little China, Don't Tell Mom Babysitter's Dead, all sort of had that. We drew out Back to the Future, Star Wars. They all had that just animated poster and stuff, just taking a picture.
Well, it wasn't animated, but yeah. It was artistically inspired. It was drawn, painted.
Isn't that what animated means?
Well, animated usually involves there's some motion.
Hmm.
That's, like, if something is moving, it's animated. If it's not moving, it's not animated.
You know what, Adam? I hate to say this, but you're in the lead.
Oh, wow.
All right, Cody, let's see what you got.
All right.
Can I play Blow me away.
Yeah. All right. So
why does it go from blue to purple?
You squeeze it and drain all the blood, it's going to turn purple.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so we start out. Guy wakes up just having a normal day.
Song do you think this is going to be about?
I don't know. I'm very anxious to find out, though.
All right, so guy wakes up and he's having a normal day. Okay. So... life's going on.
What guy? Is this our main character?
Yeah, this would be our main character.
Who are we getting?
Jake Pitfall.
We're going to get there. So he's going about his normal life. He's got a normal 9-to-5. He's flipping burgers. And his biggest thing is he kind of wants to be a homeowner. But he's burger 9-to-5 job, minimum wage job, and doesn't look like it's going to happen. Him and his girlfriend, Alex... comes over one day and she's all like, hey man, like, heard there's been creepy stuff happening around the neighborhood.
Wait, the
lately.
Girlfriend's like, hey man.
Yeah.
Don't you talk to your wife that way?
Kinda, yeah.
All right, hey, so let me interpret it better. Hey babe, I heard there's some creepy stuff going around the neighborhood recently. Just be sure to lock up at night.
Is this zombie eating my neighbors?
As he's going around, and
I think you got it in one.
As he, goes to sleep one night, he hears some strange shuffling sound. He wakes up and he sees a pair of purple eyes stare at him from his bedroom. And then he makes eye contact with him and then poof, something happens.
What happens?
I don't know. We wake up the next day.
I don't know either.
He wakes up the next day and he's not where he's supposed to be. He's filled in a whirlpool of trees and fields and mountains. As far as the eye can see. The next thing he knows, he turns around and he sees this monstrous creature, humanoid creature with this giant nose, just looks at him, cocks his head and goes, huh. Huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Next thing he knows, he accidentally hits the ground and he makes a 5-foot block of earth just disappear.
Oh, he's doing fucking Minecraft.
Wait. Minecraft's already a movie in the works, ain't it?
There are several Minecraft movies that are based off of Minecraft dungeons, I think.
Well, no, I thought there was like a live action.
Jack Black's supposed to be.
When like, Chris Pratt?
They're just Chris Pratt.
They are making a movie about Minecraft?
Yeah, Jack Black's playing Steve.
Ah, yeah, so our main character's name is Steve.
Yeah, I got that.
I did not know that.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, so next thing.
So
they just announced it in the last week or so.
You need to redo this right now.
Yeah, Daniel, so go ahead.
No.
You go.
Well, I kind of feel like I need to.
No.
Wait, does Steve flip burgers in the lore? Or is that just made for the.
No.
Is there lore to Minecraft?
I don't know. Technically.
I don't know anything about Minecraft. So who was that, the creeper?
No, what got him was an Enderman. It is canonically, it can travel through dimensions. Oh. That's how they're able to hop.
Okay.
They go to the end dimension. That's how he gets to this Minecraft world.
Because
he makes eye contact with an Enderman, gets pissed off because he can't make eye contact.
So are we like in a normal Earth realm when he's flipping burgers, and then when he wakes up,
he's in like a cubular world.
Okay, gotcha. I'm with you now.
So he hits the ground, and he gets a 5-foot block cube. It just disappears, and then he thinks about it again, and he can place it. And then he breaks it, picks it back up, and he finds out that he has the strength of like Superman, because he can carry like 64 blocks at a time in a stack.
It's almost like he can wear a suit of gold and it doesn't weigh a whole lot.
Yeah, so
I don't get that reference. Does Steve wear a suit of gold? Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are going to do a lot of explaining.
He follows this monstrous creature friendly to his village, where he finds more of these creatures, but nighttime teams and zombies to spend upon the village.
Okay.
And then it turns into this survival zombie or horror movie where he is building up defenses to keep them safe from these zombies and these skeletons and these things that just blow up if they get too close to you. But then he finds out the best method to keep the green things that blow up, the creepers, away is train some cats.
Is that in the game?
Yeah.
You train cats?
You apparently, can befriend cats, and creepers are terrified of cats. They keep you away from your builds.
I'll have to tell my son that. He has Minecraft. All I know is that apparently you can fly in the game, and you can dig to, like, the center of the earth, because he's done that.
Are we thinking like we need to make this like a 1980s children movie? Because those movies were fucked up in the 80s.
I want to be that level of horror where kids are traumatized by Return to Oz level.
Okay.
I think one thing you have to do with it is grab that like 1990s CG to mimic like that really pixelated art style from Minecraft, but really like. But change it. I don't think you just take the Minecraft art style and translate it over. I think you do something inspired by and use that really, like, reboot style, cheesy ass CG to shape the Minecraft world.
Funny thing, that show was lost for a long time because they lost the files for it, the original. But they have found recently, like, a master cassette of the original series, so they might be able to save it.
They might be able to reboot it?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's about Steve's adventure, and then suddenly Alex is there, too, and she's like, what happened? Like, I don't know, but look, I built us a home.
And that's how it ends?
Sort of. As he's going about, and he keeps hearing roaring come from nothing, and there's something coming from another dimension. And then then he finds ancient villager scrolls that tell him there's this dragon in a end dimension that, if not stopped, will finally break its way into our world and destroy everything. So he doesn't become homeless again.
I like how it's not about survival. It's about being able to have a home.
So he goes on this mystical quest with Alex to find the 12 Ender eyes to open up the Ender portal.
And this is all one movie, or are we doing multiples?
This is all one movie. It's gonna be like
a 6-hour epic.
So we're doing a Zack Snyder movie.
Yes, okay. We are. And it's gonna be horribly cut. And it's gonna end up like
lots of slow-mo.
How do they get from there to there? Like, I don't understand. It's not about that, it's about the story. But there's no story. It's about the action. But there's not a lot of...
Are these quotes on the poster?
Yeah.
The New York Times says, what the fuck's this movie about?
I have no clue. You watch it, find out for yourself, and send us what you fucking thought of it, Dan.
So, who's playing Steve?
Jack Black.
No. In our movie. We
can't afford Jack Black.
Oh, I honestly wanted a MatPat or a Markiplier.
So you wanted a YouTuber?
Yeah, I wanted a YouTuber, which is...
So this is why MatPat quit, because he joined our company.
I don't know anything about Markiplier. Has he been canceled or controversy at all?
No,
he's... Markiplier is pretty popular.
Yeah, I mean, there's always controversy with people who are manufacturing it.
Okay. All right, well, then either one of them.
Those big names, but I honestly would like I can't think off the top of my head. I'd like an actual primarily Minecraft YouTuber to play the main part.
Okay, like Dream?
Well, Ghost.
What?
Like Dream?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Not like Dream.
There's I was going to say...
Yeah. Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I want to get MatPat just so that Daniel can meet MatPat's wife.
Yeah.
Oh.
So...
She's attractive. MatPat's assistants... Like Amy and Ash.
One of the channels.
Yeah, Amy's taking over Style Theory, and Ash is the behind the scenes producer for GT Live. Mm. Those two, like Stephanie's attractive, like she's whew. But like Amy and Ash both, like I would lose my mind. Like I would not be able to speak around them.
Okay, so we gotta get Matt and Pat.
All right, Cindy. Cindy, we're gonna need a couch.
A black one.
For casting, I think a casting couch.
Oscar's need a lot of Kleenexes.
call the lotion department and the Kleenex department.
If you haven't figured out, there's going to be a scene.
Figured out, we work for Miramax.
thank you, Cindy.
And then there's going to be a scene where... he finally able to communicate with the villager and be like, oh, we need to actually get you a bed. We're going to have to go find some sheep. Like, awesome. And then he finds a sheep and you're like, oh, God, what the fuck is that?
What? Are sheep weird looking in Minecraft?
They're pretty ugly.
Oh, okay.
People don't know.
Yeah, because they just have a square face.
So do we get to see the dragon battle, or?
No, we end right when he's going through the portal.
So you're going to do the angel thing?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
During the end credits, can we hear like sounds of the battle, but you don't know what's going on? Like the entire
This is the most amazing battle ever.
Yeah, I can hear that. Like
anyone who cannot see this is a fool.
Man, you should see this is amazing. It would cost millions of dollars.
That'd actually be kind of funny.
Yeah. So there's gonna be explosions and whatnot. And then there's going to be, like, you're going to be hearing, like, arrows firing off rapidly. And then you're going to hear, like, you're going to hear, the dragon roaring.
I thought that was the sheep.
No, that was the dragon.
I don't know what would be funnier, if it cut to black and he went through the portal, or if it was, like, here's the camera filming the scene, like, you see one clip of the dragon, like, them having this awesome standoff. And then all of a sudden, like, the camera just, like, falls over and, like, points to a rock.
And then at the end of the credits, after the whole epic battle thing, achievement's going to pop up. Steve has got the achievement Free the End, which is the achievement you get for killing the dragon.
Well, would that fit in the Minecraft world, doing that kind of, like...
It'd be a cheeky nod to the fans.
No, I'm saying, like, if you don't see the action and we're just like... Oh my god, this is the most amazing battle ever. This is epic.
I'm actually not making it for Minecraft fan. I stole this IP literally to get kids in the theater to sell tickets.
Wow. Greedy fuck.
And it's gonna work too, because you know...
It's gonna work too.
Because you know why? Because you can respawn the Ender Dragon later, so we can do the Ender Dragon fight later.
I like the balls on this, man.
I will back this movie just if we can do the camera falling over. If we can do the camera falling over, then...
Well, the thing is, the end island takes place on an island out in the middle of nothing. Like, there's, like, just a floating rock in space, basically. So we could do that camera trick where it's doing that, and it falls off, and then it falls off into the end where it's doing the spiral thing.
No, I just
and
want...
And then it just...
I just want it static. Just, like, here's the camera filming the whole thing, and then just, like, he, like, pulls out his sword and, like, knocks it over... and you just get like random glimpses of like flame shooting aside.
And when then the like the animals and all of them, the villagers, they don't actually talk, they just make like
noise. Yeah, they go.
I can't wait to hear this.
So we need to get we need to do what South Park does and hire like the most famous actors just to make noises. George Clooney's in this movie, but he only makes like this noise. Yeah. I want to do that.
Okay.
Archie. Meh.
That's how we save on money. I mean, we literally, George Clooney can do it in his bathroom where he's taking shit over the phone. And we bring Matt. Wait, what YouTuber do we decide on?
We're doing MatPat so Daniel can get his hookups.
Right, so we got MatPat. Who's going to be the girl? Alex?
MatPat's wife.
Okay. Does she act?
Yeah, she can voice act.
Okay. Wait, is this
anime? No, this is a live-action movie, guys.
She could probably act, too. I've never seen her act.
Yeah, so the character's a live-action. Everything else is reboot 3D animation.
So all the voice acting for all the animals and shit's got to be, like, really famous, top-tier, like Brad Pitt.
Well, no, like, what I'd like to do is then just use the original audio files from the game and then just take famous voice actors without history and just throw them on there.
I don't... Like, that may be a legal issue.
Who voiced Unicron?
Orson Welles.
Yeah, so we'll have like Inner Dragon voiced by Orson Welles and stuff like that.
That may be a legal nightmare.
That is incredibly illegal, yeah.
This is our universe. We can do whatever the fuck. I'm going to admit, I kind of went off the rails at this. Like,
really? Really?
Yeah, I had the idea of Minecraft, but I could never get it past the game because the game is whatever you make it. So trying to put establishment to it kind of destroys it. So it makes me think that the Jack Black Minecraft's gonna fail.
Well, it started off as a horror film, and then it morphed into an 8-hour Zack Snyder comedy adventure. Gosh. And then now we're using the voices of random dead people in our movie.
George Washington,
well, the voice. Honestly, that's sort of how the game goes. Starting out in the game, it is a fucking horror game, because until you get your setup done, you're fucked. Okay. And then, once you get past that point where you have complete control of the universe, there's literally nothing that can kill you.
Okay. I take your word on it. I've never played it.
We had vastly different experiences.
I don't know. I played Minecraft. I was told earlier today that my son was stuck in the middle of the ocean on the Minecraft planet or whatever it is, and I almost threw the game because I was spinning around trying to get out of it, and then all of a sudden there was this black fucking creeper thing coming out at me, and it was fucking weird.
Okay.
Yeah, like some of your first nights, you spend your first nights in the game in a hole in the ground so zombies and skeletons don't kill you.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have a sexualized chess warrior movie and a Zack Snyder horror comedy.
But we're filming adventure. It. We're filming it, even though we're releasing it in theater, we're filming it on 4:3, so like there's only gonna be like this much of the fucking.
So it's just a square. Alright, Daniel, let's hear what you got.
Okay. So mine is.
Wait, before you go, am I going to know this game?
Maybe.
Fuck. Am I going to know it?
Maybe.
Am I going to know it?
Possibly.
What about you down the hall? Are you going to know it?
It's a classic. I'll tell you that. It's a classic.
Atari? Like what console? Just at least give me the console.
Yeah, I think it was on Atari.
Okay. All right. I'll shut up now.
Is it E.T.?
No. Okay.
I'm making this movie called E.T. It's based on a video game called E.T. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Okay, so we're going to start with.
Was it Dig Dug?
No. We're going to
Hubert?
No.
Okay.
You got it out of your system?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so we're going to start with Chris Evans. He's going to be our main character. And Chris Evans is going to be in this, like, really... Yes?
Does he have his Endgame beard? Or his Infinity War beard?
I think so. Yes. I think we've got
so far. You're in the lead.
Actually, if we can grow his beard out some, I think it's important to him have like the completely disheveled, full beard kind of thing, even though I prefer him without it.
You're in the lead so far.
Okay. So we're going to start with him in this kind of like this metal box. Like, he's going to be like wedged in. And again, kind of like this chair that is quote unquote comfortable, but it's very form fitting. He doesn't have a whole lot of room to move his hands, but there's like this control panel of diodes and switches and joysticks. And we're going to see that he's like out in space through like the front of the window. Yes.
Is it asteroids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to see the front of the window, and across like around the window out in space is going to be a ton of different like Polaroids that have been taken and then taped up. And I think it's very important that it has like that 90s feel to it. So like, it's going to be like retro tech kind of stuff. So like, not super like really detailed computer monitors. It's going to be like ASCII type of computer monitors, the really clunky NASA, classic NASA kind of computers. Yes.
Do you mean more like a 80s?
No, I want more like, well, I guess late 80s, early 90s aesthetic.
Yeah, it's like a used future look. Like, it's not brand new and sterile. It's dirty. Like, the boards haven't been cleaned in a while.
Exactly. Like, what you think the 90s looked like in the 70s.
Gotcha.
You know, that kind of style.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, we're going to kind of like, and he's going to be in this spaceship, and he's going to look at the different Polaroids. And every time he looks at a Polaroid, we're going to flash back to that Polaroid. So, like, the first one's going to be him and his wife. And we're going to cast the wife as Deborah Ann Woll.
Who?
Deborah Ann Woll. She was
Daredevil.
She was Karen Page in Daredevil, and she was Jessica in True Blood. Skinny, cute redhead.
Oh, gotcha.
Kind of nerdy looking.
Gotcha.
Okay. And...
You don't know.
No, I know who was. No, she's in Daredevil.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not True Blood. Daredevil.
Yeah. So she's going to be our wife. And the first Polaroid, we're just going to get familiarized with these characters. And at this point, we're going to have clean cut, well-groomed Chris Evans. We're going to find out that he was in the Air Force and that his wife is a NASA scientist. And they're going to be talking, and they're going to be, you know, family planning, and we're going to see some scenes of them, like, going through some tribulations, but eventually getting pregnant together. And then we're going to flash back to the asteroid and, or to the ship, and Chris Evans is going to be, like, obviously distraught. He's going to be sucking food down through, like a toothpaste tube. And our next Polaroid is going to be another one of his wife, and we're going to kind of zoom in on that, and she comes in and she's just in tears, and he's like, what's going on? And that finds out that there is like an earth shattering asteroid event that is going to happen, a planet killer type of asteroid, and that she is tracked to hit Earth, and it has collided with another asteroid and turned into this incredible asteroid meteor shower that is heading towards Earth that is an apocalyptic type event. And that she, as the NASA scientist, is the one that discovered it. So she's talking with him, and we're getting the exposition of the movie and the whole point of being out there. And the next Polaroid that we see is going to be of him on his, like, astronaut graduation day. And we're going to pan in, and he's gone through the training for space flight, and we're going to find out that there's this experimental spaceship, this module that's going to launch off a rocket, but it's a one-way trip. That he is, you know, trained and experienced, and he's the one that's going to be piloting this one way to get into this asteroid ship. And we're just going to kind of follow through, like, the storyline through these Polaroids as we're now dealing with the NASA scientist, Deborah Ann Woll, being like, you can't go because you, like, you are my husband. I don't want you to leave.
I need that dick.
And
But he's the only one capable of doing the job.
Right, but he's, you know, he's a fighter pilot for the Air Force, and he's trained in...
Bruce Willis isn't in this movie, so you have to do it.
Right, like, he's like, this. No, this is not only... It's not that I'm the only one who can do it. It's that if I don't do it, someone else has to. And it's less about the... It's less about obligation and more about responsibility. It's more about that selflessness of Chris Evans' character, that if I don't go, the world will get destroyed. If I don't go, someone else has to, and I have to put the trust of my child's life in their hands.
I mean, he cannot escape Captain America.
Right? And that's kind of why I wanted him, because I really wanted that really morality that he can demonstrate as Captain America, right? So that's going to be his reason for going. And it's I can trust me to do this job. I cannot trust someone else with your life. And that's kind of like the morality thing we're going to be seeing. And like, he's going to be fighting with that struggle because he wants to stay with his family. And then, like, eventually we're going to end with the Polaroid of him launching into space. And we're going to see him, you know, in the, for the final climax, we're going to come off, that's the very last Polaroid, and the radar pings, and he sees these massive chunks of asteroids. So for what has been a very, very slow-moving, methodical, like, in the Polaroids, we're seeing this emotional journey of the soldier, and in the spaceship scenes, we're seeing almost like his descent and his isolation, and like the almost a form of regret of having chosen this. We're going to end with this, the budget blowing action starfighter scene where he's zipping around, shooting asteroids, disintegrating these rocks. And there's one that gets through, and he's on the opposite side of the planet. And that one rock he can't quite get to. So he hits the burners and uses the gravity of the Earth to slingshot around suddenly and intercept it just in time. And the ship is starting to shake, and the gravity of the Earth is starting to pull the ship down. And we're the final scenes of the movie are going to be his ship hitting atmosphere and breaking apart. And we're going to have kind of flashbacks to the training where it's like, this is, ship is not designed to go through the atmosphere. It is not supposed to come back. It is a one-way trip. And the ship is starting to ablate and fall apart. And it's going to crash in the ocean. And we're going to do an after-credit scene where we see, like, a rescue ship pulling out parts of the ship. And in the background, there's going to be another rocket with a new... one of these modules launching in the background. And that is my Asteroids movie.
Okay, I have a couple ideas.
Okay.
Instead of him disintegrating completely, can we have it where, as he is disintegrating, he's like, oh shit, I remember, flame on.
or, as it's disintegrating, he's like, wait. It flashes to NASA, and then it's Morgan Freeman going, just recently, someone fixed the problem. Adam got it. The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh,
That autopilot is good. Who fixed it?
I had an idea of a name. Royd.
Royd?
Yeah, his name's Royd, and his wife's name's Astra. So, together, Asteroid?
No.
Car Ramrod.
No, that's terrible.
I can call him a chicken fucker. Hey, chicken fucker!
Cody, I was with you on the first one. The first one made me laugh. You lost points with the
Roid. In all sincerity, just Astro would be kind of a pretty name for a girl, but the husband being Roid would probably...
Yeah, I mean, it's a little on the nose. Yeah.
Chris and his character is fucking built like this. He's like, what's the matter, guys? For everyone that can't see, I did this.
Right, yeah, that helps.
So
the only like reference like that I want to make is he can have a skateboard. So that's okay.
Wait, I don't get, what's the skateboard?
Scott Pilgrim. He played a skateboarder.
Right. Okay. So the first half of the movie is more like a Solaris type, like really slow burning.
I would say it's more than just the first half. I would say it's more like the first three quarters, where we're flopping back and forth between like the incredible isolation, which is in very small bits, like isolation and like a view of the deterioration of the Chris Evans character in space, and then through the flashbacks to the Polaroids, we're seeing like the moral challenging and the family drama between him and Deborah and
right. So Solaris 2001 type slow burn, and at the end, it's almost like it's almost.
Do you know
like,
what happened in 2002?
No,
the Attitude era ended.
Huh.
I forgot to tell you what family I like. I'll do it later.
Yeah.
Still talking.
Hopefully, it's the House of Tipton.
It seemed like you got off topic.
So it's not a
motherfucker.
The asteroids are. It's a multiple event. It's not just like a one-time thing.
Right, like it's like one world killer asteroid that collided with something and then broke apart into this like obscenely large meteor.
Well, I was getting so like it's because you said at the end they're sending up another person into outer. Is that just like to tease another movie, or is that just like I'm just trying to figure out? So like, is it like a constant threat?
Yeah, like the world killer asteroid is so big that it is a perpetual threat now. Okay, they need someone to take that spot now that the ship has crashed.
Okay, gotcha.
And then also it sets us up for a sequel if we want to do a sequel. It could like the second one could be that, you know, how many of these rocks have fallen. We find out if Chris Evans' character died or not in this reentry.
We get Robert Downey Jr. for the sequel, so we do Captain America. We got Iron Man. We can get Christian Bale for the third one.
Mark
Ruffalo.
He could be a scientist somewhere.
Hemsworth, we just send him out to space. Yeah. He's just like, fuck you.
And all right, so what we're going to do, Chris, we're going to throw this hammer. You catch it and just fly on. Wait, so in the game, am I thinking of Galactica? In the game, what does the game look like?
It is a black screen, and you are a white triangle in the very center, and rocks start coming to you, and you shoot them.
Which one am I thinking? What's the one where, like, you're underneath the city? Or you're
Space
underneath
Space Invaders? Space Invaders.
Oh, okay. All right, I was saying the wrong one. Okay, that makes more sense now that I know what game I'm talking about.
Yeah, so the,
I'm not a gamer. Fuck you, Tyler.
I didn't say a fucking thing.
So one of the things about asteroids is that if you shoot or move off the side of the screen, it appears on the opposite side of the screen.
Right, okay.
So, like, if you shoot left far enough, it'll wrap around and come on the right, okay, that's the idea of the gravity.
That makes shoot more sense around now. I had Space Invaders in my head the whole time.
Gotcha.
Idiot. Oh fuck! Now I gotta make a
change. So the end is more like the opening sequence to Lost in Space, right? Have you seen the
Matt LeBlanc?
Matt LeBlanc's Lost in Space.
I have, but not since 1998.
Oh, sorry, but like the opening sequence of that where he's flying around shooting shit.
I haven't seen it in 20 years. So.
I know what you're talking about.
Longer than that, 25 years. I haven't seen it so.
Why?
So is the
you need this back?
Thank you.
For those who don't know, Cody just put his balls in Adam's hands.
You know what this is called? It's called the Spartan, where you put the. anyway,
I don't want it back.
Now. Okay, I'm trying to picture the end. Is it going to be like realistic, like Saving Private Ryan warfare? Are we going to shoot like Steadicam, handheld, like? Or is it going to be like Star Wars type action?
Oh, we're going to see some Star Wars-y type of action, but I definitely want to get those in cockpit shots where like you're seeing like the close up of his face and like he's panicked and he's focused and yeah, that's getting jostled around along with the ship. But I would definitely want to pay off that like you've been waiting this entire movie for Starfighter. I want you to see cool Starfighter action sequences.
Okay.
You know.
What's Starfighter again?
The last Starfighter.
A Starfighter is a plane that goes in space that shoots things.
Okay.
So it's a concept.
Sort
of like that.
Right. So I want cool Starfighter-esque, like Starfighter sequences where you see the ship and you see the threat and you see the ship doing cool ship things.
So at that point, are we going beyond reality? To where we don't have to worry about. I guess
it's all in space, so.
Well, okay, I'll shut up.
No, keep going.
No, yeah, keep going.
Is the ship going to have to...
Why is it warm?
Don't worry about it. Are we going to have thrusters everywhere so it's realistic, or are they going to be like X-Wings?
Where no, I think it's very important that it has thrusters, because that's a very iconic in the Asteroids game, that your thrust motion.
I'm with you.
So I think that's very important.
I'm picturing in my head, this is what I'm picturing. In my head, I'm picturing like the center console is just like a ball, almost like a TIE fighter. And it gyros everywhere. It's got the gun, so he can like literally gyro. Well, I guess he couldn't go backwards, but then he's got like, because in space, really, once you get up in space, you don't have to be aerodynamic,
right?
But I that's just what I was picturing in my head the whole time, like a circle,
right? But you got to get it into space, so that's why it's got that triangular shape, and that's the top of the rocket.
Well, and it's an homage to the game,
right? Exactly. So, okay. And I think like I like that idea, but I think I like the aesthetic of the two joystick plus foot pedals kind of motion.
That's
what I'm saying,
because that's what he was doing inside the gyro circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you got like the triangle. Like maybe maybe the front of the triangle is the weapon. Yeah, that's actually in the game, right?
Yeah, he comes out of the nose. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So one thing I want to add when we're doing the montage, the Polaroids, can we have like how he gets interrupted, like from each memory being like T-minus 3 hours remaining.
Yeah, the computer can bring him back to reality and stuff. That'd be fine. You know? This what, or like buzzes that remind him, hey, it's time to eat. It's
Buzz
time to
Lightyear's
take this.
In this?
No, the.
Well, I mean, he did play Buzz Lightyear.
The sound. Like
the worse.
Yeah, like a light goes off, or there's an alarm that triggers, and it's like, hey, you forgot to eat. You know, don't forget to eat your toothpaste. You know, and this kind of unglamorous, this kind of miserable life that this man on the ship has.
Is it said? Is that modern time, or is that like near future, or is this set 1990s? Or
I want it to have that like that 20 years in the future feel, right? So it's like so Asteroids came out in the 60s, 70s, something like that. I think it's late 60s.
Everyone's going for the phone,
right? So, and the idea was so far fetched and like unrealistic that like I want it to be, you know, like future tech. So I want it to be like if you were in the 60s thinking what the year 2000 was going to be like, what the technology would look like then, you know, where it doesn't have like a modern feel to it. I want it to have like a retro cars. Tech feel, like a retro future tech.
Okay.
I think that's important for the aesthetic. Yeah, so that's the direction I would go with it.
Gotcha. I was so confused when I was thinking of space. I do not get the homage at all.
No wonder, yeah. Like, yeah, that would be a completely different movie for Space Invaders.
Okay, it makes way more sense.
Yeah. I was torn between Asteroids and Missile Command. I almost did Missile Command.
That's basically Space Invaders 2, isn't it?
Not really.
They made a sequel to Space Invaders?
I mean, I'm sure they did.
Well, technically, they already made Space Invaders. They did Pixels.
That and Futurama did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, before we get to the Judgment,
I gotta do that. Oops.
Battleship was surprisingly good.
Fuck off.
It wasn't bad.
Really?
Like, for as much as it gets, like, publicly trashed on, I did not hate Battleship.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You think it was one of those things that it was just fun to hate on it? Like, everybody got on board with it, or did it legitimately have problems?
I think what it was a marketing thing. So I think they marketed it as a very serious movie, and you definitely had to go tongue-in-cheek.
I will admit I enjoyed it more than, like, the 20 minutes of Assassin's Creed I watched. I gave up on Assassin's Creed. I'm like, this is boring.
Yeah, I didn't even watch that movie. I used to like Assassin's Creed.
The games are fun.
Has anyone seen Prince of Persia? Yes. When people talk about video game movies, they always forget Prince of Persia, because I think no one remembers
it. I've never played the game, but I saw the movie. I mean, it was your basic. I mean, it was
basic a, bitch.
Yeah,
it was just.
I mean, it was a good movie. I mean, I haven't had a desire to watch it again since I first watched it, which was I don't know, but
2002.
Prince of Persia just didn't have anything interesting until the Sands of Time storyline. And then the Sands of Time storyline would be very difficult to do.
That's what they did.
Did they do the Sands of Time?
Well, that was the thing. It was the dagger that turned back time.
Yeah, that's the Sands of Time storyline.
Which you couldn't...
It had Cher in it?
Yeah. Which you couldn't make that movie now because they had Jake Gyllenhaal in it.
They,
and
The dude who's in Star Wars.
Wait, did Jake Gyllenhaal get canceled?
Well,
they had him playing a ethnicity.
Okay.
What about what's his face? He's in Star Wars. He was Moon Knight.
He was Moon Knight.
Isaac something.
Oscar. He could play that guy, right? He'd be cool. He'd have to buff up a little bit, though, right?
Yeah. The actor who plays the Mandalorian would be decent at it too.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, Dougray Scott. He was almost Wolverine.
Timothy Oliphant.
Where's Ryan?
I was just saying random people. Yeah. All
right.
Oh,
well,
my turn.
So, Tyler.
Okay. Well, the easy part, and no offense, Cody, but
no,
you
it's fine.
You lost this one.
Yeah.
That one went a little off the rails.
You had a good idea, and I like, I'll be honest, I like the randomness of it, but if I was sitting there watching the movie, I would be as confused watching the movie as I was listening to you pitch it. Like, I don't even know how you would put that in a genre.
I'm not gonna lie, like, I feel like I described my classic playthroughs of Minecraft. I have felt like I described my playthroughs of the game. It is scary as fuck starting out, but once you have your feet underneath you, it's almost literally impossible to die.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It definitely sounds like a video game movie, the way that you described it. And then you've got Adam. I don't fucking know. I like Daniels. I like it a lot. The only thing that if I was watching the movie is... And I understand... The point is, you know, the slow burn to your big action scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have a huge payoff. But me, if I was the audience, I don't know if I would be able to stay involved until that big action scene.
I mean, that's fair.
So, I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm giving it to Adam.
Oh, really? Yes. I felt so confident.
No. That's the only thing.
You heard
is,
me.
And the only way that Adams wins is if he does it.
The boobies.
Is if he does it where it's like literally you're just dropped into this and like there's no backstory. There's no we're fighting this kingdom because we want this land. It's just people just a full on battlefield.
But he said he's going to be like King of Thrones.
No, I was using it as a reference.
Yeah, you said it was going to be like Game of Thrones. Like Game of Thrones, like dialogue. And...
It's a board game.
Well, there is a video game. There is a video game chess.
Yeah, you play.
There are several video game chesses.
Ha 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 ha.
The prompt had to be exclusively a video game.
My pitch was better than his pitch.
No, it wasn't.
We can agree on that.
But I liked all the rune magic type stuff and all that. And like I said, as much as I hate to give it to Adam,
it's the boobies. Yeah,
it's
all
right.
No, it's not. As much as I want to see Gina Carano naked, which
no,
I'm sure
she
I can
would.
Somewhat.
She would.
She's not naked. No. All right, Daniel, you won. Congratulations.
She was a warrior queen.
No, but like I said, would I watch your movie? Definitely. But if I didn't know about the big payoff at the end. I don't know if I...
Yeah, I definitely think it's marketed like not a science fiction movie. That's marketed as a like a social drama. So you don't go have people going in there expecting like bombastic starfighter antics, you know?
And like I said, it makes total sense. And if I saw the movie in its entirety, I'd be like, yes, the slow burn to this major set piece at the end perfectly works out. But if I like... just went to it, I'd be like, okay, when's something going to happen?
That's
like,
fair. No, that's legit.
Let's be honest. If this movie was made, they would market it as a giant sci-fi movie. They probably would not market it as a, I can't think of the word, but it would. So.
Yeah, it's more of a psychological film.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
it would be the studio's prestige picture. So most studios will do your Dude, Where's My Car, your Central Intelligence, your Rock and Kevin Hart movies to help fund your prestige. You do your stupid, sexy chess movie to fund the prestige movie.
Mm.
So the only reason he's making his is because he really wants to make yours.
Yeah,
no, that's fair.
Yeah,
no.
Let's go with that.
Okay, so I want to thank...
Yeah, so...
I would like to thank KB Toys and Mattel. They're
not around anymore and probably doesn't have any money.
Mattel.
Do they have
any money? Who makes chess? Mattel?
I think anybody makes
chess. Chess is in the, like, the global spectrum. I think anyone's allowed to make chessboards.
We're going to make a Steamboat Willie chessboard.
Have you seen the horror, the mousetrap?
Oh, my God.
Mickey's, I cannot wait
Mickey's
for
Mickey's
it.
Mousetrap.
Blood and Honey was absolutely atrocious.
Guess what's coming out this year?
Tigger 2.
Blood and Honey 2.
Oh, I'll check it out.
With Tigger, because he's in public domain now.
Tigger's back?
He's in public domain. He came out, and that's when they, I guess they released the second, or they... That's part of the second one, is because he's in public domain.
So supposedly the guy that did Blood and Honey, the mean one, and is doing Mousetrap. I think the mean one's the only one that's actually somewhat decent. Like none of them are good.
What's the mean one?
That's the Grinch one.
The Grinch.
Oh, I haven't seen the mean one. I didn't realize it was out yet.
Oh,
I knew it was coming out. Yeah, Blood and Honey was
not.
I mean, it was B movie, and like they knew it was going to be a B movie, so they really B movied it up.
Okay, this is what I want to do for next time for pirates. Okay, we're gonna reinvent the wheel. I want a rated R movie. Rated R.
You want a rated R pirate movie?
Yes.
Okay, I got this movie. It's called Pirates.
No, I want to reinvent the wheel. I want to do.
It's got Jenna Jameson.
No, she wouldn't in it.
Stormy Daniels.
She wouldn't in it either.
I'm just fucking naming porn stars here.
Warren Phillips.
The chick that was on the cover of Venom of the State, the Blink-182 album, was in it.
Oh.
No, she was in the sequel, Sin Eddie's Revenge. Okay, Pirates. I want to reinvent the wheel. I want a Pirates horror movie.
Okay.
I want a pirate.
Why are we reinventing the wheel on a pirate
ship? I want pirates set in modern time. Maybe they're...
So, Somali
look
pirates?
At me.
So, you want a modern horror pirate movie?
No. I'm saying...
I am the captain now.
No, those two aren't connected. I'm saying maybe you come up with a pirate horror movie. Maybe you come up with a modern pirate movie where instead of on the open seas, there's some sort of weird post-apocalyptic world where the
land
the,
Mad Max,
yeah, something like that. Ooh. Or
what if we do a pirate movie with these street racers and they rob semi trucks and we can just get more and more obnoxious as the series
goes and one on. Of them can drive up a building into space.
Oh yeah. My God!
Or speaking of space, do pirates in space? Or if you have a legitimate good story, like an actual historic event. But it's got. I don't want.
You,
get away.
So, no. You want modern day pirates.
So make a pirate movie. Piece.
Make a pirate movie in any genre that you want.
Yes.
So Cody's going to take a pirate movie and put it with a bare naked lady.
You just beat me to that joke. Damn it.
But I want.
Cody's going to be like, yeah, Patchy the pirate. He was sitting there and he's steering the boat and he's like, man, it's been like 1 week since we got to see.
But here's the thing. When I say reinvent the wheel, whatever genre you pick, even if it's literally you take a historical figure and you make a historical drama, something in it has to be like groundbreaking. Like Matrix had the bullet time.
All right, so out of nowhere,
I'm gonna do Canon Time.
Oh, you bastard! It's gonna be a guy like.
All right,
and then he lights it, and then everyone's just like.
Wait. My pirate's going to be like this. Out of nowhere, he's going to pull out a banana, and everybody's going to be like, whoa, man, whoa. No need to be bringing bananas into this.
This shit's bananas. But back to the cannon time, then it's got a guy dodging cannonballs, and then one blows off, like, half his fucking body.
No, you got to have the entire ship do the Matrix thing. So, like, the cannon fires, and the ship just...
Speaking of that, they kind of did that in Battleship. Remember when they dropped the anchor? And they caused the battleship to, like, that's almost kind of like that.
I do remember where they dropped the anchor and did, like, the...
Complete 180,
Yeah, like, they did, like, that sharp turn, like, that e-brake type turn where you, like, reach Pirates? Out the window and grab the...
Caribbean?
Yeah, but see, they were going, like, I think they were going full steam and they dropped that, and there's, like, that fucking anchor would not turn that ship.
No, it certainly wouldn't.
There's
like,
no fucking way.
Like I said, it was a fun movie. It was not a good movie. Yeah.
But anyway, whatever your story is, it's got to have something something like that reinvents the wheel within this genre. Because Johnny Depp and all the drama, it's ruined the pirates, but we still think we can get blood out of the stone, right? We think we can polish this turd, but we need something.
I can come up with a good pirate movie, but I don't know if I can reinvent them.
It doesn't have to. It's got to have this one thing. Maybe it's pirates in space. Maybe it's a pirate.
Okay, I got an idea.
Yeah. Well, don't say it now.
I got it.
I've got an idea too, and I'm worried that these guys are going to steal
pirate. Pirates okay. on submarines.
By the way, space jammers are out. Star jammers are out. Okay. Star jammers.
Okay, we have.
Is that your idea?
Yes.
Okay, I figured.
I was going to do a Star Jammer MCU tie-in.
Pirates on submarines.
Because I saw the glint in your eye, and I wanted to put that.
Okay, I got an idea. It's going to blow you all out of the water. Okay, so there's pirates. So there's pirates in an office building. And then they put out sails, and the entire office building moves.
Corporate pirates.
Yeah, corporate piracy.
Very nice.
Well, we're done here, guys. I think we can just sign on off. We're not going to do any better than that. Cody
now
won next
Monty
week.
Monty Python skit.
Cody won next week, so we got that figured out.
I've got a new idea brewing.
No star jammers.
Yeah, you already said that. I have a new idea coming.
I'm Googling if there's any more space pirates in the MCU. Those are the only ones I knew about.
You still haven't told me why no. Just no, because you had an idea.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not groundbreaking.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Dude, just do a Star Jammers. And be like, very first thing, takes a shovel, breaks the fucking ground. Groundbreaking.
That's stupid.
I didn't say it was good.
I mean, first he steals my victory from Dead Air. And then he's trashing on my
technically,
idea.
I was kind of helping you.
Thanks for the
$100. No, I could have answered the original question, but no, you had to give me the answer.
Thanks for the $100, by the way.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have been listening to Previously on a Damage Control Podcasting Production. Make sure you check out new episodes every month.
You guys didn't make a butt pirate joke. I thought that was coming.
That's right. Next episode.
Why do you keep taking all our material?
Yeah, I was going to do a gay pirate romance.
Yeah, like... Next week, you can just skip, loyal listener, you can just skip next week's episode because Adam has already said all of the cool and interesting things we could have done with a pirate named movie by trying to inspire us to do something cool and interesting in a pirate themed movie like we wouldn't have normally.
It's Brokeback Mountain but with pirates. Long John Silver and Redbeard.
No, it would be like Long John Silver and Red Starfish.
Yarr!
All right, anyway, you've been listening to Damage Control Podcasting. Check out
new Yo-ho!
check out new episodes every Monday on YouTube, on SoundCloud, and on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you check us out on social medias. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and X. And make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Are they still going with the X?
Yeah, so far.
They come up with a verb for it?
Nope.
What are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to X about this later.
Absolutely. So, Adam, X the button.